Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. Welcome back. This is your host, Brenda K. Sanders. Well, you know, the program is what it is. It's called Setting the Record Straight. And, you know, I use this program as an opportunity to respond to false accusations that have been brought against me. You know, some of it published in the paper and other outlets. And the reason I do it, and I know I have probably explained this to you before, is that the mainstream media and the print media has failed to report almost nothing about the truth in my case. And as I look at the mainstream media, I see that there is and I'm going to say it looks like to me a conspiracy. The old, they're going to say, oh, you're mental because you say conspiracy. But there is a lot of truth that is left out of mainstream media reports. And I think we've seen it in quite a few stories that we have seen on TV. I'm not one anymore to get the newspaper since I'm not in the main city. I do get the Augusta Chronicle now, but I don't really read about the news there. I normally get my news from online outlets or from the TV. But like me, I will tell you what made me suspicious of media reporting, mainstream media reporting, is my own stories. And this is not the first time. When I, the media was covering me when we made legal history in Michigan, I mean, a lot of the truth was left out. So I kind of had that inside view, the inside view of what truth was reported, if any. And it's amazing to me. I mean, it's like there is a lot of fiction in mainstream media reporting. And I started my program so that those of you in the city of Detroit and anywhere enough that you want to hear the story from me. Because I always say this, I back up my stories. And if anyone challenges my story, I did it for the Judicial Tenure Commission. I'll do it for anyone else. I telegraphed. That's the only way. Sometimes in politics, like I said, the only way you can prove yourself innocent is to do something like that. And I did do it, and I passed polygraph exams. Because when someone wants to destroy you, they can just offer up a lie or false allegation, including the Judicial Tenure Commission and the Michigan Supreme Court, and they want everybody just to believe it, that it's true. And everybody believes that they won't do wrong and they won't say anything false, but the truth of the matter is they do. For political purposes, for preserving their own places in the political judicial system there, they do. And I dare anyone, and I've even told reporters that, if you dare challenge my story, I will polygraph again and again and again. And I believe pass every question posed, because I'm not lying here. I've started this program to offer the total truth, the pure truth, to the voting public. And because we can't not take for granted that the truth is being distributed by these entities, I offer up the truth to you freely and voluntarily. One thing I wanted to talk to, because guess what? Somebody approached me and said, oh, what about what they said about the Soul Train Cruise? Well, the Soul Train Cruise is a vacation that I took in 2014. The first thing I want to say is that the Judicial Tenure Commission adopted this false theory, or at least put it in their reports, that I was on medical leave going on the same Soul Train Cruise. Now, see, you looked at that and you probably thought, all of that was true. Well, it was true. But there's a second part of the truth that you're not getting from the Judicial Tenure Commission and from the Michigan Supreme Court, and that is this. Yes, I went on a medical intending to be operated on, or that I was not at work, and I did that. Now, the Soul Train Cruise that I went on, I paid for it a year in advance, you understand. So I had no way of knowing a year before what my circumstances would be about my job or about my bodily condition. But when you pay thousands of dollars to go on a vacation, the chances are that you're going to go on that vacation, and I did. The other thing I want to say is that if an entity such as the Judicial Tenure Commission is going to charge a public official and accuse them of something, then they should give that public official an opportunity to respond to those allegations, not only for purposes of the Judicial Tenure Commission and the Michigan Supreme Court, but for the public to know, the voting public, so that they can know the truth. They publish these documents, and I could say for the most part, and I will say it again, all of the documents, almost all of the facts contained in those documents, the complaint and all of the other data or facts that they refer to during the actual hearing are absolutely, unequivocally false. All right? That's the official word from me, and I can back all of it up. And these people, like I said before, they should be in jail. They should be charged by the Justice Department, and they should be put in jail. And so that's because they are not telling the truth about the matter. And like I said, unlike other public officials, I've offered the truth to you. Now, they've talked about the Soul Train Cruise. All right, let's talk about the Soul Train Cruise. First of all, this was something that they did trial by ambush, because I had no notice whatsoever they were going to bring up this issue of the Soul Train Cruise. And yet they brought it up in the trial by surprise. And it's quite an easy issue to address if you had given me notice. But see, we have a political entity that is not only saying false things, but they're concealing it until the last minute. And having no notice, would not have known about it except for a family member approaching me about it. Guess what they said about you? Now, is that fair or what? The Soul Train cruise. You went on this cruise and you're supposed to be at work. Well, first of all, I have vacation time as a public official, 30 days and 21 days, but then you have to get permission for the rest. This vacation was taken in February 2014, where I had vacation time. Also, too, during that same period of time, I had offered to come back to work, and those offers were unresponded to by the Michigan, by the Judicial Tenure Commission, and by Judge Michael Talbot, the so-called, administrator, or I don't know what you call him, of the 36th District Court. So if you offer to return to your job, sick or not, and those requests are ignored, then what do you want a person to do? Sit home and tap the table, huh? Well, I paid for this cruise a year in advance, so the cruise was paid for, and I elected to go on my cruise. Now, if you had a problem with it, I didn't know you knew about it, but if you had a problem with it, you should have let me know. I had an attorney at that time. My attorney was negotiating and talking with these persons, and nothing was indicated to me. That's part of the problem here. No one has ever talked to me. Can you believe it? In these, none of these proceedings, I've talked to attorneys. None of the personnel from the court has ever talked to me personally. Don't you find that strange about any of these issues? And when I've offered to meet with them, what is your beef with me? What is your problem with me? Why are you going in my emails? Why are you going in my computers? You don't even know me. You don't even have a friendship with me. You have not had any personal conversations with me. Well, why are you here making all of these false allegations? So here I am, an employee, offering to come to work. Okay, looks like I'm not going to have my surgery because of the investigations you've launched against me. Why don't I just come to work? How many times did I do that, ladies and gentlemen of the public? Numerous. And can I back it up? Well, okay, I told you I polygraphed. But secondly, I had counsel. I had attorneys that could back up those offers. So why are you telling the public that I'm going on a vacation while I'm supposed to be at work on medical when you had evidence, first of all, that I was denied the opportunity to come to work and I was denied the freedom to undergo surgery like everyone else because you had me on an investigation to answer every other question every other holiday, Easter time, Christmas time, and so forth, and any day after that. And so one cannot have a surgery under those circumstances when the lawyers are calling you every other day demanding that you present this and that. So I elected to go on my vacation that I had paid for in advance, a year in advance. The other thing is there had been issued against me for some reason, banning me from my job, banning me from my workplace. What a hostile workplace. You want to prove an employment case and prove hostile work environment? Well, this exceeds even that. It is a, talking about ISIS, you can't get any more intimidating than that. Well, I'm banned from my workplace, can't come in. That's also confirmed by my attorney. So when someone says, you're supposed to be at work and you're on, first of all, I have vacation time, and or you're supposed to be on medical leave, well, yes, but I offered to cut it short and come back to work. You denied that. What else do you want? I will offer this in my vacation time as well. It was a welcomed vacation because when you have certain conditions weather conditions. And at that time, it was very, very cold in Detroit, very cold. And it presents a difficult environment when you have a certain illness. And that environment, it's like having an allergy. But you change your environment and it helps the condition. And that's what happened as well. But this is what I also want to say, is that when you have a track record that is almost perfect, people want to come along and mess it up. They want to lie and smear your record. And that is what has happened to me. I began to meditate on the thousands of cases that I've handled in the courts there in Michigan, the thousands and thousands over the years. Oh, my goodness, how many clients. I began to reflect about, I'll tell you what I really thought about, my criminal defendants, the ones that have committed, well, this is by court adjudication. I'm not saying anything about their guilt or innocence, committed murders or been accused of murders and rapes and robberies and drug dealing, and my clients that I represented for so many years who were accused of picking up prostitutes and so forth. You know, that's how I made my living. These people have everything to gain by raising their hand and pointing a finger at me and saying I wasn't a good attorney or that I was incompetent in some fashion. Or that I was ineffective in some fashion. And let me tell you, thousands and thousands of cases. And there was not one, I believe there was only one criminal defendant that even tried to attempt to say something about me, and an investigation proved that was baseless. All of those defendants, you know, some of them are now housed in prisons with so much time to bring accusation against me, it's not even funny. And yet, let me tell you, none of them have. I'm talking about over this 35-year period that I've been a licensed attorney and a judge. And so my track record speaks for itself. And those that have tried to smear my reputation in this instant hour and time and season, are politically motivated. I believe they're personally motivated. I don't even know why. When you have people stalking you and doing all kinds of things, you look at them like, why are you here? I don't even know you. I very, very, very rarely even see you or talk to you. And so this is an environment that I worked in as a judge for the term that I worked in, just trying to do my job, help other judges as I did. And do you know, I was actually stopped from helping out other judges because those are, oh, you just want to get ahead, you know, make people think you're better. Who would do that except someone who is seeking their own agenda, seeking to politically make themselves look better than they are? So I did my job as a public official. And as an attorney, my track record is clean, except for the lies, the vicious lies of these individuals that have recently accused me. There was one incident from 2001, and they were vicious liars. And yet the Michigan Supreme Court affirmed their accusations. Well, if I did like I do now, I instantly polygraph on accusations because people are motivated for different reasons to lie, to outright stand flat-footed and lie. And so I took this opportunity to clear up any issues that or claims that may have been made against me as a public official on vacation. On vacation, on my legal vacation, and that vacation even helped my medical problem. And that was a vacation I was entitled to and did take. and paid for a year in advance. So those of you who may have questions, had similar questions about my postings on social media about my cruise that I went on, it's perfectly legal. It was not challenged. There were no issues with it. I was never advised that there was an issue by anyone. And yet the Judicial Tenure Commission seeks to bring it up, 8 or 9 months later. Well, I had no notice that anything was wrong with it. No one told me I wasn't allowed to take my vacation. It's just very sad that there are individuals that stoop that low when they feel insecure about their own position or they want to smear other persons that are rightfully, legally doing something, and they want to make it look as though they were doing something improper, and that person is me. So if you have any further questions about that, again, on this program, I have made it an open opportunity to answer questions and for you to ascertain information about me in this very, very, very sad situation. My email address is bks1233@outlook.com. Any question you want to ask, please pose it. Responses, criticism, please feel free to answer those questions. When I was on the street campaigning, day to day, night to night, a lot of voters wanted to have access to public officials. They were offended by the lack of public access to public officials. And so I am, again, offering this format as an opportunity for you to get your questions answered, because there's a lot of false information being issued by those that look official, that look like they're standing for justice, but they really are not. Thank you for the opportunity again to come to you, to speak with you. And again, I want you to have a good evening. Have a very blessed evening, and talk to you next time.